الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فإذا دخلتم بيوتا فسلموا على أنفسكم تحية من عند الله مباركة طيبة. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Our Deen Allah, in His great mercy and kindness, through the barakat of our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, gave us a complete, perfect Deen. And الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نَعْمَتِي. And Allah says, my own ni'mat, I have completed them and I have given them all to you. And all that, وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. I am pleased with you as Islam, your perfect deen, not only religion, but your way of life, your complete way of life. No other religion, no other philosophy, no other way of life has got a greeting like what Islam has got. And our greeting of salam is imported from Jannah. Allah Ta'ala had told the Malaika to go and make salam to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, and taught him that this is the salam. The completion and perfection came with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Our whole salam, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. There is a very, very great ni'mat of Allah. At the same time, we all have to think, how much do we appreciate it? That is, how much salam do we make? For example, we left home now in the morning, came for Fajr, and asked myself, did I make salam when I left home? When we will return now and go home, did I make salam? Salam is a very, very great ibadat. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, afshaw salam baynakum. Spread the salam amongst you. Ifsha, from where this word is normally used like for a secret. If you know somebody's secret, and you tell somebody that don't tell anyone, I'm telling you, but don't tell anyone. Perhaps more faster than social media and WhatsApp also. But the minute you say don't tell anyone, it's going to spread. It goes throughout. It goes viral. Salam should have been made viral like that. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam wants us that we must spread the salam. So much so, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in the detail of it explained. Two people are walking together, a tree, a pole. In our times, we are going to the car. The one goes from the driver's side, the one from the passenger side. When we meet again, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam said, make salam again. Is it in my life? Is it in our lives? And this is the perfect deen and a complete and the great ni'mat of Allah given to us by the barakat of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But on our side, how much do we appreciate it? It comes in the hadith sharif, when a person enters home and he makes salam, he's in the protection of Allah. We don't need anything else. Allah's protection. Once we've got the highest form of protection, all other, it falls away. As one person, imam of a masjid, elderly musalli wanted to make salam with his hand. So he made an indication that you shouldn't. So he says, when we make salam with the hand, our sins are forgiven. Then where does the virus come in the picture? When Allah has forgiven your sins, the highest thing, what is the virus in compared to our sins? We are worried of the virus so much. But our sins we are not worried. And we should make tawbah istighfar by just making musafaha. Our sins are forgiven. So anyway, there are three levels of salam also ulama have explained. Who we meet regularly, daily, is just verbal salam. And if we complete the whole salam, much more better. Sawab also is much more. And the virtues of it, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Otherwise, minimum, assalamu alaikum. A person who we meet after some time, then we make musafaha also. And musafaha is from safha, your hand, the palm. The two palms must just meet, just like this. The two hands, and with two hands we should make salah. Unless somebody's have got something in his hand or something, but with two hands we should make salah. And then comes mu'anaqa, embracing. That is after a long time. If we met somebody going for Hajj, somebody came from Hajj, somebody, some achievement also, mu'anaqa, that is also established, something a person has achieved, and then you make mu'anaqa. Mu'anaqa is from unuq, the neck. The necks must meet. But normally what we do is that we make the stomachs meet, and or the chest meets. That shouldn't meet. And if we notice, Allah open all the doors again, when the jamaats, Pathan jamaats come, they, you will notice, they bend a little forward when they make their mu'anaqa. So the bodies don't meet. And with that also, just mention it. I hope this disease is not here. It has become so prevalent that today in the family, like father-in-law, even embraces his daughter-in-law. This is totally haram. It's not permissible. There are so much of dangers in there. Kissing one another has become so common. All this is Western tariqah. And embracing one another. Hazrat Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, it was famous about him. He lived with his son and daughter-in-law in the same house. But he says that, they say that if his daughter-in-law was in a group of women and Hazrat Ji had to see them, he wouldn't recognize that this is my daughter-in-law. In other words, he never looked at them. Though they living in the same house, and India houses are not big, big houses like us. They lived in the same house, but how lot of precaution he took. One time, Haji Farooq Saab, Rahmatullah Ali, of Sakkar, Hazrat's great Khalifa, was visiting us, and one place where I also was there, had the good fortune of being present, and the host brought his little daughters, perhaps 3-4 years, 2-3 years old, to make musafa. Like we say, Buzur came, go and make salam, barakat. So Hazrat Ji, Maulana Farooq Saab, put his hand on the scarf on the head. And he said that Abba Ji, Hazrat Ji, Maulana Masihullah Saab, Rahmatullah, used to say, this is the salam for girls. So I had the audacity and I asked Hazrat, so small girls also. He said, even so small girls. Don't let small girls let your hands touch also. And today it's evident the immorality in the world and how babies are being abused. How everyone is being abused. How Islam has taught us. What a perfect thing. In fact, then Haji Farooq Saab went on further to say that if mother and father, 100% halal, married, they are sharing the bed, and in the same room there is a baby sleeping. Also, baby is fast asleep, parent. He says, but that will also have an effect on that baby. Imam Ghazali, rahmatullah alayhi, has written, that will also, so what morals we have been taught, but unfortunately we have thrown all that overboard. Anyway, about salam, it's a very great ibadat. When a person enters his home, one was that I said, Allah's protection. And he makes salam, and we should make it not mumbling, assalamu alaikum. Loudly, clearly, it's a shi'ar, it's a signpost of Islam. Something that we should be proud of in the sense of shukr to Allah Ta'ala. What a greeting. So clearly we should make when a husband enters the home and he makes salam loudly, clearly, cheerfully. And the wife also replies like that. Then Allah's rahmat comes down on that house. We are in the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. One time a Bangladeshi alim, so may Allah reward him, he was visiting us and he explained three very beautiful meanings of salam. The one is, which we all know, peace be upon you. And peace, if we just think, the whole world wants peace all the time. And at the moment, we all want peace. From the virus, we want peace. From our enemies, we want peace. Somebody want to do us down in business, we want peace. Someone in the family who is against us, we want peace. Somebody we think is making jadu from us, we want peace, we want peace. And this is the peace from Allah Ta'ala. If we make that salam, we are giving peace to one another. All the other greetings, hi, hello, all that, what is that? What meaning? What has that got? Our greeting is so beautiful and so complete. Peace be upon you. Assalamu alaikum. And then that was more than enough, really, if we have to. But Allah, in His great mercy and the barakat of this ummah, He increased it. Wa barakatuhu. And the barakat also of Allah. Wa rahmatuhu. And Allah's rahmat also. Really, there is nothing left after that that we can desire. Anyway, so he said the first meaning, peace be upon you. And the second meaning, he said, of assalamu alaikum, is that the first meaning was, may peace be upon you. And the second meaning, inshallah, I'll remember just now. And the other meaning is that I give you peace. In other words, I'm giving you a guarantee that from my side, I won't harm you in any way whatsoever. And the person who replies also, he also says that peace be upon you, and he also gives the guarantee that that I won't harm you in your person, your wealth, your family, your wife, your daughter, your sister. I won't cause you any harm in anything. So if every Muslim gives this guarantee to one another, how lot great things. You remember the second? Jee, Jazakumullah. And As-Salam is the name of Allah Ta'ala. As-Salamul Mu'minul Muhayminul Aziz. So it means As-Salamu Alaikum, As-Salamu Ma'akum. May Allah be with you. If Allah is with you, what can harm you? And so beautiful, like the head of the family, the father, husband, he spends the night with the family in the house. Now he's going for Fajr, he's going to work again, shop, whatever he's going. So when he leaves, he's saying, so to say, that I was with you, outwardly as a sabab, I was looking after you, I was here in the house, but I'm going now. So I'm going, but I'm leaving Allah with you. Allah protect you, Allah be with you. If Allah is there with you, and Allah accepts du'as readily, when we do this, Allah is there. Allahu Akbar. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, when a person turns in his sleep, he's got a fever, something, his body is aching, and just a word like Allah comes out. He's got a pain, but it resembles Allah. Allah says, I'm here, Banda, what you want? Ask me what you want. So we make that peace from Allah Ta'ala. And then, if the family people also reply, now you are going out for Fajr, you are going out for your work for the day, then they also are saying then, you were the whole night in the house. You were here with us, you were safe in the house. But now you are going on the road. Accidents can take place. Hijackings can take place. You can pick up the virus somewhere. But Allah protect you. Allah is with you. So no virus can get you. No, nothing can get you. You'll be saved of accidents. You'll be saved of hijackings. You'll be saved of business deals going wrong. Allah is with you. This is just the greeting and the starting point of Islam. And our namaz from starting to end, what isn't it? Tilawat of Quran Sharif. Allah gives the person tawfiq of ziyarat of Baytullah Sharif. Hajj. What treasures we have got. And Allah has put us in this world for these treasures. Not to build our empires and leave them behind afterwards. And we build no empire in the qabr. And we didn't prepare. Harun al-Rashid is a famous king, very pious, righteous, just king. He built a friendship with a person who's like a madzu, Bahlul. And Bahlul used to then come and meet him freely. They would become close. So one time he told Bahlul, he was a madzub. Like, you know, they do all, like, what's a madzub? Somebody asked him, traveler, that where is the town? Which side is the town? So he showed them the direction of the Qabristan. So they said, not a Qabristan, I want to go to the town. He said, the town is a Qabristan. The city is there. All are leaving the town and they are going there. Nobody is staying here.
So their thinking is in that direction. Our thinking is opposite.
We think there's difference. The real poor people are the real rich people. And the rich of this world are really the poor people in reality. Anyway, so Harun al-Rashid told him, Bahlul, you like a majzoob, like a made person. The stick of mine, walking stick, I'm giving it to you. You go and give it. If you find somebody more stupid than you, a more bigger idiot than you, then you give it to him. So after some time, the king got ill. The Bahlul came and visited him. So he asked him, you gave the stick to somebody. He said, no, I didn't find somebody more stupid than me, sir. So he asked the king, King, you are ruling, and from time to time you go and see your country, all the provinces, different places, how things are functioning, how it's going. He said, yes, I go. He said, whenever you went, did you make arrangements for your your journey? What, how you going, where you going to stay, all the arrangement, your whole entourage that goes with you, all, he said, properly, 100%, we make it in advance, we do it perfect. So he says, one day you are going to make the journey of the Akhirat. Have you made preparation for that? So he said, no, I didn't make that. So he gave him the stick back. He says, the bigger, more bigger stupid than me I found is you. He has your stick back to you. That you are going to Akhirat and you didn't make preparation. So the real life we are in this world, this just the salam, the sawab on salam is so great. And then the meaning and the real benefit of it is unmatched and unleveled. But unfortunately we haven't only left it out, but we have traded it in. If a person trades in zakah, he's driving a 2018 car and he trades it in, he's going to trade it in for a 2020 car, not for 2005 car, not some old car. But we have traded in our salam and we have opted for like hello. And hello, what is it? Hello. When you're telling somebody hello, you are telling go to hell and the lowest part of hell. And he also tells you hello, you also go to hell. And on the phone all the time, hello, 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 we are all, what? Salam we don't make. And when it's a Muslim person, and our family, our salam is like out of our lives. Each one of us think, yesterday passed one day, how many times did I make salam? Or how many times did I hear salam? Salam, usually I say, are two places very common. One is in the business place. Now at the moment is a lockdown, but otherwise you'll hear one salam in the business place. And the minute you hear that salam, you know it's a collector that has come. All the others that come, reps that come, customers, you don't hear salam. But when you hear just think salam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, then you know there's a collector who has come. So salam is only left for collecting money. We all, mashallah, Allah give us tawfiq, except we go for Hajj Umrah. All Muslims there, Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif. But do we think really, do we hear salam? If you hear salam, and you reply to that salam, the next is that person say, I lost my passport, my money got stolen. So salam is only left for begging and for collecting. But salam, what a great thing Allah Ta'ala had given to Adam alayhi salatu wa salam. Completed it perfect, that salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu wa nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Ask ourselves, we made fajr now. Sunnahs also we made, may Allah accept from us all. We made our faras also. When we made salam on the right side, we made any intention, what is the salam about? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Who did we make salam to? The kiram and katibin who are here. And they are writing our report. All detail our report. We don't keep a good relationship with the person who's writing our report also. If the receiver have to send his people to our business and go and see how they're conducting their business, what they're doing, when they're depositing, and they are 1 week in your business and they're checking you, you'll tell your wife to cook the best biryani and to make the best samosas and feed them, that they must write a good report. But yet the kiram and katibin who are writing our report, We don't even like make salam to them.
In the namaz, all who are on the right side when we make salam should make their niyat.
And niyat of all the jinnat also. And don't be frightened for jinnat. Jinnat are frightened for us. When we show our weakness, they take advantage of us. But the person, a mu'min who has got iman, we don't have to be frightened of jinnat, we don't have to be frightened of virus, we don't have to be frightened of anything.
If a person who's got iman, Allah bless her. So that niyat, do we make that niyat?
We just made namaz now, a few minutes ago. And we can think, do I make this niyat? And the niyat of the imam, if we are directly behind the imam, both times we should make his niyat. And if he's on our right, when we make salam on that side. When he's on our left, when we make salam on that side. And in this way, if we do, guaranteed, Islam will give us peace in our community. Today we haven't got peace within ourselves also. We haven't got peace in the home also. With the family also there's no peace. But just the greeting of Islam, guaranteed we will have peace if we do establish this. And then it isn't only Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Allah's rahmat be upon you. Allah's rahmat, what a great thing. Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah Ali explains the rahmat of Allah, tawfiq ta'at. That you get the tawfiq to be obedient to Allah. Once you are obedient to Allah, Allah is happy with you. Faraghi ma'isha. Your rosy opens up. And then, akhirat bila hisab maghfirat. Without hisab kitab, Allah will forgive you. And dukhul jannat, and you enter into jannat. In a riwayat of Kanzul Ummal, it comes that a person who makes salam 20 times a day, you made salam or you replied to salam, and that person happens to die that day, straight into jannat. Just for salam. What a great ni'mat Allah Ta'ala has given us. But unfortunately, we are Muslims, but we don't live the basic things of our Islam. All the other basic salam is a thing that should have been made, and we are shy to make salam today. When we make salam also, we just like mumble it, or just under. And when you make salam, it must be able to be heard by that person. And when he replies also, many times on the phone also, at the end you will find that really there isn't really that salam. Or if it is salam, just like that. Salama, some people say. And our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say that like we have replaced it, like PIA, Pakistan International Airlines, their host and hostesses are trained, Khuda Hafiz, Khuda Hafiz. Salam is left out. Salam is not there. Whereas it should have been salam. Especially when you are going on a flight, how much are you in the air, what can happen? The peace of Allah Ta'ala is required so much. So salam is a very, very great. It's a protection from this virus also, a protection from all harm. If we make salam regularly and we do it properly and make shukr to Allah that He has given us this beautiful greeting. And in the home also, try and make, even when we go to the wife, she's in the kitchen. We were in the bedroom, for example. Come there, make salam. Make salam common. All the time, let us try and make salam. And in this way, Allah's rahmat will come down. Allah's barakat, we all, and also Ajib, our Shaykh Rahmatullah had explained, that Assalamu alaikum is the singular, according to Arabic language. Wa rahmatullah is also singular. Wa barakatuhu, that is in the plural. And we all want barakat. Barakat especially in money all want. Barakat in time also we want. Barakat in all our things also. In the salam, Allah has put the barakat also, and that in the plural. وَبَرَكَاتُهُ. So Allah give us tawfiq all to regularly make the salam, make it alive. Very fortunate is that person who will make one sunnat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam alive. And in these times, the reward of 100 shaheeds on top of that. May Allah give us all tawfiq to practice our whole deen from the beginning to the end.
and let death be our object of this worldly life, not that to make all investments and make all things of this dunya, but really to make the practice the deen, make the deen alive. Please Allah, akhirat be our object. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana
subhanallahi bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma bihamdihi. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.